You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
We've tracked him down. Low Tide, will you be going to Def Leppard tonight?
No, I'm going to listen to them at home.
Okay. Yeah. That's how you know you're too old. Al, thanks for joining us.
I love my Def Leppard, but only with my prune juice, boys.
Well, when it comes to prune juice, is three prunes enough or is four too many?
I'll let you know.
Al, let's start talking some hockey. This might be an odd question. Have you enjoyed the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final?
No, they've been trash. They really have. Like, I love hockey. I miss hockey, but the first game was the worst Stanley Cup Final game I can remember. It was really bad. Second game was better, but I feel like there's a I have a frustration because I think that there's a tendency I think to think that the Stanley Cup Final is going to be a classic. And Washington played in like '98, and it was not good. I think they lost to Detroit. This is as bad as that one. It's very poor.
Well, so you're not liking it is what you're – I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what I'm hearing.
I'm disappointed. I thought this would be a really good Stanley Cup final, and it may well be. Maybe Nashville's kind of got to get themselves going. But what I see is that, look, Sidney Crosby is so good, and, I mean, we're giving a lot of credit to this Gensel fellow, and he's playing really well. But you get those opportunities, just like Connor McDavid. When you're playing on his line, you get opportunities. Evgeny Malkin, same way. I wish Ryan Johansson was in the series. I think it really impacts how much Nashville can do. But I'm not going to say it out loud, but I have sort of thought that maybe it would have been better if Anaheim had gotten through.
All right, I'm going to put this out there, and I've been saying it quite frankly since the first game. I think that Nashville has held their own in this series, and I think they should be confident bringing it back home to game three. You know, I think Pekka-Rinne should feel, you know, they should get him feeling good about himself by just telling him you're a starter. And I think except for a couple-minute blast, this could be a much different series. So from what you know, from what you see, what you track, is that a crazy statement in your opinion?
No, except that the problem is if the goalie turns it around, and he's played better at home. He doesn't play well against Pittsburgh, but Rinne has played better at home. If he can turn it around, then it's a different series, as long as the officiating is you know, even up and the Nashville kind of finds their way. I guess I feel like Nashville plays pretty well at even strength, and they should be more dominant on the power play, but they're not. And Pittsburgh, just as you say, Pittsburgh has these stretch pass bombs that they do, and they're really good at it. And they don't spend as much time playing defense, even though the shots suggest that they're getting pummeled. They're moving the puck up smartly, and their chances are coming from really good spots. So I would say that although I agree with you somewhat, I think that Pittsburgh, because they've got that quick strike offense, it's like Edmonton when they were playing Anaheim and they were up by three goals and you knew they were going to win and yet they didn't. I feel like Nashville might just need one of these, and then when they get back next time, they'll be more prepared for a Stanley Cup final. They look okay, but they're just anytime it gets close, they were 1-1 after two, but it was over in a heartbeat and they just couldn't get back. They couldn't settle themselves down.
We're joined by Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. He's the voice and the face of My Pillow. You can also hear him on the Lowdown with Low Tide weekdays at 10 a.m. Al, who's been your Conn Smythe pick so far through two games or the entire playoffs? But has there been one that stood out for you?
It's very difficult. I will say that if I was going to give a Conn Smythe trophy today, it would be to Sidney Crosby for the entire series, only because I don't think there's really been a dominant one. Maybe Matt Murray has been the dominant one, or Gensel. But I think that you have to... maybe Malkin. You know, it's funny, last year was somewhat the same too, where Matt Murray maybe earned it, but Crosby is so famous and such a great player. But I think when you don't have a dominant player in a lot of other areas, I think you give it to the best player on the ice, and that certainly is Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, you know, really interesting that, because there is no one, I think, that's jumping out. But yeah. An interesting idea was floated out on the broadcast that I actually got to give a lot of credit, splitting it, giving it to both Pittsburgh goaltenders. Is that something you'd be comfortable with and something you could actually see happening? Because I think there could be a really strong case that collectively they have been the star of the show.
Well, and it's true. It's kind of been weird where Murray came back and he's played really well, and Fleury got them up until that point. I hadn't thought about it. It's outside the box, and that means the NHL won't do it. But it's an interesting idea, and I because of the fact that it doesn't seem to me like we have an obvious candidate. I have time for the idea of it for sure.
I will close on this one. Actually, let's go to the world of the CFLs. We have the Montorio Homes Green and Gold Kickoff Show back on June 11th with Matthew Wanick. And Terry Jones actually had the story this morning. Looks like Edmonton's going to be hosting the Grey Cup in 2018. Great news for Eskimo fans and great news for the city, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pre-drinking now. I've already started.
What are they going to have vodka slimes at the Spirit of Edmonton?
What do you think?
Well, if there's China Whites, I'll be right beside you.
Oh, my God. This is the perfect city to have it in because, look, it'll be great if Edmonton makes the Grey Cup, and that will be a great, celebration for sure. But even if they don't, this is a party town, and it'll be, I was talking to Dave Jamieson earlier today, and they had sold out the last Grey Cup here before the season started. Now, I don't know if they'll do it this time around, but, it's going to be a blast. Saskatchewan folks will be driving their corn trucks and their big combines in from Saskatchewan, and it doesn't matter time of the year, they'll be here too. It's going to be great.
And we'll close on this one, Al. How are things shaping up in the Low Tide household? I know you're married to a Ryder fan. Are things getting tense as the CFL season approaches?
Well, she's very confident this year, which bothers me because I really enjoyed that down. They won in 2013, which was the black year in my home. It was a very dark, dark time for me. But then they started struggling right afterwards. So I've enjoyed about 3 years of real bliss. Looks like they may be back at least a little bit. So I guess it'll be a battling summer here with the Rough Riders and the Eskimos. And our kids are kind of caught in the middle. They cheer for Calgary. They don't, but I always say they cheer for Calgary.
Al, what do you have planned on Saturday Sports Extra tomorrow?
We're going to talk a little bit of soccer, but mostly we're going to get after this expansion draft and the combine as well. They do the bike test. They call it, I think, the vomit bike or whatever. So we'll talk about that and more tomorrow between noon and 4 as we get ready for what's going to be a crazy couple of weeks in the NHL.
Al, I appreciate your time. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Have a good weekend, guys.
That is Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide.